Hi guys, this is Everdist Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Blackmailed, Betrayed, and Broken by Your Professor, specifically geared towards people who enjoy and seek out content that includes or revolves around non-consent. As such, I will be using the R word a little bit more liberally throughout this aftercare, just as a heads up. A couple of the usual things first. If you enjoy this audio, then that's good. I'm really glad, and I don't think you should feel bad about it or anything. I think sometimes others might say things that make you feel ashamed or guilty for enjoying this kind of thing, or sometimes we even do that to ourselves, right? But I'm just saying you don't deserve to be guilted or to have this taken away from you if it's something that you're enjoying in a safe and consensual way, right? It's a very negative dynamic that's being portrayed in the audio. That would absolutely not be okay in real life, right? But just as a fantasy for you to enjoy, that's a positive thing. And I don't think you owe anybody an explanation as to why, right? I mean, it might be good to think about for yourself, but, you know, if this is something you enjoy, then let yourself have that. Also, I wanted to say specifically, since this is the aftercare for people who do like the non-con kink, this is kind of weird, but I wanted to say sorry. It has been a really long time since I put out a non-con audio where the listener was the receiver and the speaker is the giver, right? That wasn't like a role play within a role play, you know, like a CNC situation. This is the first time since mid-November, right? Which means it's been, December? It's been an entire fiscal quarter since I last did this, and I really don't normally like for it to go that long, because this is a kink and a fantasy that I'm very passionate about promoting in a safe way, right, for people to enjoy without any form of physical danger being presented to them, right? I feel really strongly about non-con for a lot of reasons, and as much as I just said you don't owe anybody explanation, right, I have a whole hour long ramble about why this is a kink that I'm into. The last one I posted was a little bit sensitive to some listeners, and I kind of had this entire schedule that led up to and ramped down from the repost of that audio. It was titled The Rape Seminar. And I think just kind of it just stressed me out a lot, because we talked a little bit about great, I'm doing a great job of talking today. I talked a little bit about earlier about how sometimes we can feel shame or guilt over enjoying something like this, and I think that was an audio that I was proud of in a lot of ways, and I'm proud of how it affected a lot of the people that it did in positive ways, but also I think I did walk away from it feeling really stressed or maybe even guilty in a way, right? I don't believe I did anything wrong by making the audio, because, you know, it's meant to be a fantasy for the people who are into it, right? But I was a little bit put off of the idea of making another listener giving, speaker receiving rape audio that didn't have, you know, tons of consent checks and check-ins and reassurances and the safe word audio and all that stuff. And so this was, I'm saying that for two reasons, okay? One, I already forgot reason number two, but reason number one is, if you've felt that kind of stress or guilt over creating or enjoying anything related to this kink, I know I already said that you don't have to feel that guilt, right? I'm over here, I'm trying to reassure you and absolve you of that guilt, but also if you feel it, don't beat yourself up over that either, right? Don't beat yourself up over feeling guilty. I like to believe that in general that stress comes from a positive place, right? I like to believe that it comes from a place where we don't want people to be hurt and we don't want to hurt other people, right? And we don't want to enable people to hurt others. I don't believe that at all about this community as a whole. So if you feel that sense of like fear over like, oh gosh, like am I like contributing to rape culture by like enjoying this as a kink? It's like, no, that's not how it works. Like, you're not going out and actually telling other people like it's okay to do this kind of stuff, right? I come in here every time we post something like this and I say, you know, this is great as a fantasy, but you know, rape is not okay. Rape is never an acceptable course of action. Non-negotiable, inexcusable. The other reason I brought it up is I don't remember at all, so we're just gonna move on now. If I can think of it later, I'll come back. I probably should have led with this, but you know, this is not a real thing. I made this up in my head. This is not my other point, but some stuff I wanted to go through. I wanted to walk through a little bit of the professor character's actions and kind of break them down a little bit. I do like to do that when it comes to these audios. So I kind of want to just pick them apart a little bit, right? Some of them are clear. So it's pretty clear, I think, that he's an evil, manipulative character. But I think it's sometimes just it helps to hear that. Especially maybe from the person who is voicing said character or who created him. So the whole thing where he's like, I hold your grades in the palm of my hand. Oh, I didn't even say palm of my hand in the audio. And now I wish I'd said it. This is me coming up with better lines for the audio and the aftercare than when I was doing the improv. But when he's like, I hold all your grades, right? Like, I control your life. Even setting aside the impending, like, sexual assault, right? Like, that's already inappropriate behavior for a professor to be having, right? Professor shouldn't be using their power over students as leverage in any sense, whether it's sexual or not, right? Students should be graded on the merits of their what they've learned and how they are, you know, performing in class. The fact that he made all of his classes harder to kind of put stress on the listener character, also really inappropriate, right? Like, he's literally kind of ruined the integrity of his class for three entire classes worth of people at this point. The part where he, like, films the consent, quote-unquote consent, right, where he takes out his phone and he's like, I'm gonna get a video of you saying that you fully consent to this. I did just want to break that down. We talk about the fries paradigm quite a bit and what it means. So I just googled for fries. Now Google's just giving me fries. And that definitely doesn't fit into the fries. So for those of you who don't know, fries is a acronym that helps us walk through what constitutes consent and what doesn't, right? And so the first letter in fries is F, and F stands for freely given. This means that consent is a choice that you make without any sort of external pressure or manipulation. It also kind of catches like drugs and alcohol, right? So already he's broken the very first tenet of fries, which is saying, you know, just because he has a video of the listener character saying I'm a little slut of a student and I like want to be faced with a fine professor, doesn't mean that that actually counts as consent, right? It doesn't fit under consent because it's not been freely given. It goes on. obviously he lies to her about, like, the idea that, like, he's threatening her with rape, right? Like, the reason I bring that up is he's using something worse, the possibility of something worse, to lessen the impact of something that he's already doing that is bad. And I think this is an important one to bring up because I think this comes out even outside of sexual assault. So we're going to get a little... Sorry, I'm getting a little tongue-tied. We're going to get a little bit into abuse here. So I guess a trigger warning for discussion of abuse. But, like, I think it's just something good to recognize, right? Just because somebody isn't doing something that's, like, worse than what they're already doing, it doesn't absolve them of their actions, right? A really big one that I think is really hard to discuss because it's a really sensitive topic, but, like, a really big one is, like, well, I don't hit you, right? Or he doesn't hit me, or she doesn't hit me, right? And that doesn't mean that, you know, other things like verbal abuse or, like, social isolation are okay, right? But I think sometimes the idea of, like, well, I'm not hitting you or I'm not raping you or whatever is sometimes used as a tool to enable other forms of abuse, right? And I don't really know what else to say about it other than it still counts as something bad. I think that's sometimes a really difficult thing for people to wrap their minds around, but, you know, sometimes it's helpful as a thing for me to hear, so just wanted to share that with you guys. The whole thing where, I think the third point I wanted to bring up was the whole thing where he slams a listener down on the desk and is like, he's having sex with her from behind and he's forcing the listener to look at the screen, which is playing these videos of other women that he has abused in the past, right? The MBA, the hedge fund, and the professor, the other professor, right? And the idea here is, at least from the professor's point of view, the idea is, I've been doing this forever. I've been getting away with it forever. Therefore, there's nothing you can do, right? And I think that feeling of powerlessness, right? That feeling of, well, there won't be any consequence for me. You won't get your justice. I think that's also something that's often used as leverage or as justification for stuff like this. And again, it's not limited just to, like, physical penetrative sex, right? That's what we're discussing here as far as the example in the audio. But the reason I walk through this stuff in the aftercare is I want to... I want to be clear that, like, this kind of stuff, extends past just the exact action that's being taken in the audio. It goes past just, like physical rape, right? Like, what I'm trying to discuss is the idea that somebody can continue to get away with, doing something heinous just because they have gotten away with it for a long time, right? That doesn't make it better. That doesn't make their position more defensible. It makes it a lot worse because it means they've been harming more people for a longer period of time. And I think that's something that some abusers might use, nobody else, like, could get me in trouble for this, and, like, you're not gonna get it either. And that's kind of used to continuously enforce their position of power or give them more leverage and manipulation. So, and that's not something I entirely know, like, have the solution to, but other than, you know, reporting it or getting help or finding help, right? And I'm not a trained professional or, like, a qualified individual to speak on this kind of stuff, just so we're clear. I'm literally just some guy, like, in his apartment, like, jacking off, okay? So, Like, I'm not the, like, these audios, even this aftercare, right? Like, this is me trying my best, but, like, you know, there's real qualified help out there. It's not me. I wish it were, but it's not, because, you know, that's not the path I chose in life, I guess. But I think the most I can do is tell you that help is out there. You're not alone. You don't have to be alone. But reaching out is hard. I do want to acknowledge that sometimes reaching out can be really hard. But, you know, he has this whole thing where he's like, I'm going to ruin your life by sharing this video to all your friends and all your family and blah, 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 and all that stuff. And it's like, if your friends were going to stop being your friends over something like that, being exposed by somebody who hurt you, then, you know, the people who stay with you through that, right, the people who don't see through that, or the people who do see through that bullshit, they're your real friends, you know. And this has been a weirdly long one, a really weirdly long aftercare. I think part of it was just me kind of losing track of things. What's the stream of consciousing? Stream of conscious. Again, we spent a lot of time on, like, rape is bad, and, like, all of this stuff is bad, and, like, the way, like, breaking down, like, ways that it's not okay to be treated. I do want to end on the note of, one more time, if you did enjoy this, then that's good. Because I made this for you to enjoy. That's why this audio was recorded. That's why it is posted. And that's why I'm here telling you, out of character, right? This is just me. That you deserve to enjoy this, and that you deserve a safe and accepting place to continue to enjoy it. You know, that you're never in any physical danger when you listen. Presumably, you're never in physical danger when you listen to these. Like, don't, you know, look both ways before you cross the street and stuff. Still, but yeah, I think audios, Gone Wild Audio, is a really good, safe place for people to get a chance to examine that part of themselves or engage in that part of themselves. And it's something you deserve. So if I get to be one tiny part of that journey for you, then it's my honor. So thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this and if you learned something from this, then thank you for allowing me to be a small part of that journey. And yeah, thank you very much. I swear I won't let it be 3 months in between these again. I think this audio kind of, like, making this audio really woke me up. It really got the, shook off the dust, and I felt really creative while making it. I was really happy with the ideas that I came up with while I was recording. So hopefully I can make some more stuff like this for those of you who enjoy it. And yeah, we'll see you soon. Bye.